A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him. For whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the Church throughout the world honors St. Thérèse of Lisieux. So it is a good day to reflect upon her doctrine of spiritual childhood. Our Gospel passage from Luke fits in very well with this theme, for we see Jesus placing a child. Now remember, children were considered as nothing in his day and culture. So he placed this child close to himself and even compared the child to himself and the Father. When we think of being childlike, at least for me, one characteristic that stands out is that of simplicity. I do not mean the negative connotation we often give the word simple, as in dull, stupid, and uncultured, but rather the positive meaning of simple, as God the Trinity is simple, uncomplicated, single-focused in mind and heart, not complex. Simplicity can be a mark of imperfection or a sign of genius. When we see the simple lines of a building or garment, or even the new iPhone, we can be attracted by their beauty and elegant lines. Human beings are very complex creatures, composed of many aspects: body, soul, interior and exterior senses and faculties, etc. The more spiritually simple we become, the more we can reflect the divine life. St. Cyril of Alexandria gives us some good advice when he comments on these verses from Luke. Jesus made the child a representative of an innocent and humble life. The mind of a child is empty of fraud, and his heart is sincere. His thoughts are simple. He does not covet rank and does not know what is meant by one person being higher than another. Christ brought forward the child as a pattern of simplicity and innocence. He showed that he accepts and loves those who are like the child. He thinks they are worthy of standing at his side, as being like-minded with him and anxious to walk in his steps. The simplicity for which we should aspire is that of the perfection of God, setting our hearts and minds on the divine will and not worrying about the rest. We leave everything else in the care of divine providence. Simplicity is not something easy to acquire, for we really must die to our selfish self-love, as St. Catherine of Siena would say, and to examine our motives, check our reactions, discern our desires. Are these in line with God's will, his desires and actions? To examine one's own motives is a daunting and shaming thing, for there are few things in this world that even the best of us do with completely unmixed motives. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá has some beautiful words about the simplicity of childhood. Don't try to be grown up. A child, always a child, even when you are dying of old age. When a child stumbles and falls, nobody is surprised. His father promptly lifts him up. When the person who stumbles and falls is older, usually the first reaction is one of laughter. Sometimes this first impulse passes and the laughter gives way to pity. But older people have to get up by themselves. Be a child then, and when you stumble, may you be lifted by the hand of your Father God. Even if we think we have not attained the childlike spirit of Saint Therese, the Lord will bless us if we welcome one who has. Jesus tells his apostles, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me and the Father who sent me." May we help one another in our journey toward the Father, and welcome one another with a full and loving heart. Amen.